from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Beside a singing mountain stream where the willow grew, where the
Paul Zeiss and I out at Top Golf in South Fayette today having an unbelievable time. T-Bird has invented a new drill here, Paul.
Right, I've seen
the
it.
The ball rolls out of the machine, and as it's rolling, T-Bird takes a swing, combining baseball and golf
yes.
in the same swing. This man is a legend.
Maybe I should try that on the course, have someone roll the ball to me while I probably have a better chance of hitting it than when it's just sitting there still.
He feels like he can do anything coming off the hot dog eating contest,
I think you got to go back to your other one there. It looks like that one doesn't – it looks like there's a blocker or something there for the ball to roll, right?
We're having the time of our lives out here. Paul's drinking Bell's beer. We've had what is this called? Big Guy's Pizza. We've had injectable donuts from our friend Nate here. One of the managers, we've had, I don't even remember, we had the little tater tots with sauce.
It's tremendous.
I had a burrito. This has been amazing.
The most amazing thing I've seen, though, are these donuts that you inject. Cream into them.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. Like, you take the little thing like this.
Yeah.
And you just take the donut and you stick it in there, and it's amazing.
Well, you had a Bavarian cream syringe until Harry Callis commandeered it.
So I finally had to go and have them bring me some more of a Bavarian cream.
I don't think I've ever had anything better.
No.
Let's go to Jeff Hathorne. He is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, I would imagine you've been to Top Golf a time or two, yes?
Yes, love it there. Are you guys taking a goodie bag back for Austin?
Oh, yeah, of course we are.
For limits.
Little mustache clipper. We have a lot of things for Austin. Everybody here knows Austin as well.
Everybody's happy for City Limits.
What's going to happen at the
so much fun.
It is. It's great. There's people all around us having all kinds of fun.
Jeff,
look at this man.
You're a play-by-play guy. You do a lot of that. And then what are your thoughts on Rob King getting the Steelers job? And, of course, as Joe has asked several, I mean, what advice do you have for him?
I think Rob's awesome. He's not only a great broadcaster, he's a good journalist, and he's one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet. And he's like the entire package. And I'm really happy for him. The only advice is, like, everybody's going to be critical. You're following Bill Hillgrove. Like, just let that stuff roll off your back and keep doing your job.
Is he as nice as Jerry DePaula, Jeff, or is that stretching it?
Ooh, he's in that neighborhood. I don't know if the house is, you know, right next door, but he's on the same street.
That is the highest of praise. All right, let's get to the party, and good luck to Rob, and congrats to Rob out there. I've never met a person who doesn't like Rob, honestly, and he's very good at what he does. So let's go to the Pirates and the trade deadline. What do you think should happen, and what do you think will happen? And I guess I'll phrase it like this, Jeff, in terms of trading a top five or a top 10 prospect, even one. Should it happen, and will it happen?
So if you can get a controllable bat, absolutely it should happen. My fear is not even the Pirates' willingness to do something like that, is the number that, what, 85% of the teams in Major League Baseball being in playoff contention is the fear for me, and the price, and whether they're just going to get outbid. But yes, they should add to this team. I'm not a big rental guy. I don't want them to blow a major chip in the game that they could use at any point here over the next year, two, three, for a rental. But if you can get a guy that you've got control over, that can bring some power to a corner, you know, corner outfield or first base position, absolutely they should. I think we'll see what we've seen recently. You'll see a couple of players, you know, they'll take a chance on somebody with a change of scenery, but it's not like you're going to see anyone huge. And remember, with the exception of Vlad, like, remember when Alonso was on the market? Well, as Limits just said, I mean, the Mets have the last spot in the wild card now.
Well, I was going to say, if you think about it, Jeff, you know, I keep hearing, well, the Pirates shouldn't go all in, they shouldn't unload, they shouldn't do this. What in your mind is acceptable for them to actually get rid of or to trade in order to bring something back?
Yeah, I don't mind getting rid of prospects. I mean, really good organizations use their minor league system to get better at the major league level. Occasionally it's one of their young prospects, but most of the time it's trading those prospects for established players. So, and the other thing is, many of those really good trades are done in the off season, not as much at the trade deadline. But listen, if they could get like an all-star bat for that you have control of for a couple of years for Bubba Chandler, I'd make that deal. There's no one to me that's untouchable in their farm system if you get the right ad. This is a team that can win now. They need help on offense. You've got good chips. Like, to me, Luis Ortiz, I don't know if his value will ever be higher. I'm cool with trading him if you can add a bat that you need to make this team better now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Jeff, something we really didn't get around to today, but you know this guy probably better than anybody else in the media, and that's Jeff Capel and his contract extension. Some pros and cons of this. Are you all in favor of it?
Yeah, I'm in favor of it. I think we've seen the trajectory of the program go north over the last couple of years. I think, you know, he's figured out the transfer portal. NIL is going to be a little trickier because you're going to be now swimming in a in a pond with fish with a hell of a lot of money. So I think that makes it a little bit harder, but there's no doubt it's a better program. I mean, they were a disaster when he took over, and I think there's some momentum with that program. I think people are looking at it and getting excited about Pitt basketball, and that's exactly where you want to be. And you know, I talked to him last night, guys, and it was interesting to me, like, the stuff he remembers. Like, he remembers the fire cable chants. He remembers the shots at his brother, and I think he's got a little pride that they were able to overcome all of that and get to where they're at now.
Paul, are you in favor of that extension all the way till 2030?
Is it 2030, Jeff? When is it?
Yeah, the 29-30 season.
In general, I'm not in favor of those kind of deals. I mean, I don't have a problem with Jeff Capel. I think he's done a good job. But I think we've seen far too much evidence of the fact that you don't give yourself any flexibility. You know, if you have a couple of bad seasons, you got to keep hanging in there with a guy that you give a 10-year deal to, or a 7-year deal to, or an 8-year deal to. So I'm not a big fan of these kinds of deals. But by the same token, you know, he's probably earned it. He's done a pretty good job, so I don't have that much of a problem with it.
Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was going to say, as you guys know, having that length of contract, obviously you're able to tell recruits or transfers, like, hey, I've got stability. It's my program. This is the way we're going to run things, and I think there is a value to that.
Well, for both of you guys, for Paul and Jeff, it feels like we've reached a place with Pitt sports, and I'm not sure it's a bad place, by the way. Like, I came around on Narduzzi to a fairly modest amount of success. Like, it can be a successful program where once in a while you make an interesting run. You're probably never going to win a national championship. And I feel that way about basketball, too, where they've settled into a place of, it's okay. It's okay if we're competitive, we play some big games, and every once in a while we make a little bit of a run.
Yeah, how many times, though, out of, say, a 10-year stretch should they be expected to make the NCAA tournament, especially if they go to 72 teams?
At least seven. But that's what I'm talking about, being in that in that bubble mix there, or being in the tournament. But the idea of Pitt basketball winning a national championship or football is almost off the radar.
But it's also fair to point out he's been the coach for six seasons and he has one trip to the NCAA tournament. That's where he's got to get better. I mean, I think Jeff would agree with that, too.
Jeff, how do you feel about that characterization of where the Pitt's two major sports are?
And directly to Paul's point, I mean, they need to get there more than one out of every 6 years. You could argue that they should have gotten in last year, but that's valid. As far as where Pitt Sports is, if you have a coaching staff or you have coaches where your belief is you can out-recruit Alabama or Duke, then you're going to fail. You've got to have some other thought process of, hey, like, you know, infamously with Narduzzi, we'll take the three stars and we'll make them really good players. I think there's a similar mindset when you look at the transfers that Pitt brought in and made an NCAA tournament team out of. Those weren't guys that were superstars. Those were guys, a few of them, that didn't play with other teams. If you have that mentality, you can have success, and I think that's, you know, kind of what they've adopted at this point.
I guess the definition of success for me has changed. Like, I used to argue in football, Pitt can do way better than this. You know, Pitt can get back to national championship contention. Well, maybe one magical run some year could do that. But by and large, I'll take Narduzzi's average of 8-9 wins. I know last year was horrible, but the year before that, or 2 years before, was great. On average, you know, you're winning football games. You're playing in some big games. You're winning the majority of your conference games. I've reached the point where that's good enough for me with Pitt football and basketball. And obviously they have, too, by signing both of these guys forever.
And I think they proved, you know, that they can win the ACC.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. You know, a couple years before that, they were in the Coastal Division. They were in the ACC championship game. So, you know, I think one, and we talked about this yesterday, Joe, on the golf course with Jack Hillgrove, didn't we?
Yeah.
That Pitt fans, the biggest problem they have is that period from 1975 to 1983 was the exception. It was not the rule. But if you have a competitive program where guys graduate, guys go to the NFL, you get the bowl games, you win 8-9 games every year, and then every so often you make that surge to where you get to the, you know, you have a magical season with a Kenny Pickett type player, I'm not sure why that's not good enough.
Jeff?
Especially now in the NIL era, like to try to compete against the top 10, 15 money programs, I mean, if you can get to what you guys just described, I think that's where you're at, and you hope. And here's the thing: when you have that window, you got to take advantage of it. When the schedule falls and you find that magical three star that becomes the Heisman candidate, or you know, you whatever it is, you've got to come through and finish the deal. But it's almost like, you know, it's becoming like small market teams in the standpoint of, are we going to see that $22 million salary cap, or is it going to continue to be just unwatched spending to whatever level that you want to spend?
Yeah, it's become Neil Huntington saying we want to be competitive every September, and in some instances, you know, if you could actually achieve that, that's pretty good. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the rest of the day out there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.